Did you go to the county fair much as a child, or?
Yes, we'd go one day a week. Go in the morning and go to take our lunch at noon. Mom would use like fried chicken, and we'd have and potato salad, and we thought that was a treat. And go to Algona Fair. So,
did you ever take any livestock or any?
Not to Algona Fair, but we did to State Fair. We had a cow. This was after we was married. Had a cow that had triplet calves, and so we took them to the State Fair. They wanted us, the daughter lived in Ankeny now, and they wanted us to bring that up to the State Fair then. Of course, that was quite a thing, you know, with cow with triplets.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
Yes. Now, you don't hear that too often. I know the doc, Henry, was gone. That's my husband. He was gone at the time, and I know she was running around there, and so I called the vet, and he came out, and he says, well, he says, she's going to have trouble. So we started, helped him. When we got one and two, and he says, oh, he says, I think there's another one. So I revived them. I cleaned their mouth out and their nose and blew air in their mouth. And
were they pretty small size for?
No, not real small. Not the average size, but you know. You
not
see
as small as you'd think for triplets.
Yeah. So, man, and she claimed them all too, and so I kind of took care of her. We kept her around the yard, and she wouldn't go very far because, you know, she those calves, we had her kind of kept her on the yard. She wouldn't go on the road and put a wire across there, so.
Yeah, because that'd be a lot for her to have to nurse and
yeah,
three
so,
of them. I mean.
Well, then I went and got a big nipples for the calves and got bucket and would feed them. She would nurse one or two, and then I would, yeah, the third one would I'd change off, you know, with letting them and use the nipple and feed them that way.
Because that'd wear her out.
Yeah.
Why do you think people stay in Titonka?
Well, I think because they grew up here and this was their hometown.
Can you remember some big dates in history, like where you were at when JFK was shot? Do you remember what you were doing that day?
Yes. I was in Algona to the courthouse. We had to go to Algona courthouse for something. And we was on just getting ready to get in the car to go home. We was in Algona. We had been to the courthouse. I can't remember what exactly for, but I remember that when I was just got in the car in Algona. Heard it on the radio.
What about when the first man walked on the moon?
I was home, and my daughter and her children were small. Her older daughters was at our house for the weekend, and we were listening to it on TV or whatever it was. I don't know, because the girls was about ready to go to bed, and then. Or they were upstairs in bed, and then their mother called them back down again to watch that. So.
So when you were a child, did you guys listen to a lot of radio shows, or?
No, not a whole lot. Because then you had to have earphones, the first radio. And then you had we'd sit together, and then we could hold one, you know, two of them, and otherwise you put them on your head, and otherwise we'd hold them, each one would hold it and listen to it that way. Only when certain things was on, then the folks wanted it, so we could have it in between.
What about an automatic washer and dryer?
Used to wash the clothes by hand, you know, and then you washed them, and then didn't have a dryer for a long time. You'd always have to hang them out. Yeah, that or string clotheslines through the basement in the house, or through the house, and dry the clothes that way.
Then it probably took a lot of work when you had children, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember diapers and my brother-in-law, he came, his wife had left him, and I had seven children of my own, and he came with eight. I had four in diapers for a while.
All in one house?
Yeah. One of mine with diapers, and he had three.
Do you have any, like, holiday traditions that you did? Like, Thanksgiving or Christmas traditions that you did as a child or that you did to your children? Or?
Well, when I was home, my mother always had Thanksgiving. Well, even after we were married, we always had Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day. And we'd go to my folks for dinner and then go to his folks for the supper then that night, Thanksgiving Day. And then at Christmas, we divided up on that, go to one day and one the next day, and kind of alternated it.
So when did Santa Claus come? Did he come on Christmas Eve, or did he come during the night?
During the night.
During the night. All right, is there anything else you'd like to add?
And my folks would come up, Mom's cousin, they had a grocery store for a while, and the folks would always, I was around 12, 13 years old, and they'd come uptown every day and visit with him and get groceries and things like that.
Now, did your dad go to the pool hall and play cards? Or?
Oh, yes. He loved that. Him and our neighbor, George L. Schmidt, them two, they would go uptown in the morning to haul milk. See, then you haul the milk to town. Well, then the roads, we had snowstorms and all the roads were blocked, so they'd take the horses and the sleigh and go across country, bring milk to town, and they stay uptown and play cards and come home about dark because they enjoyed playing cards. And he always liked to play cards. He did, even after they moved to town, he had a certain time and they'd go and play cards. And
what were some of the card games they played?
Smear. Smear for a beer.
Smear for a beer.
Of course, you know, they didn't that much beer, but that was the... Yeah, that was... They'd have play cards, and then they'd have a... I think one thirsty, well, they'd have a beer. And it all depended on, you know, how... And then I can't remember if they had quarters or nickels or something, too. I know it wasn't big amounts. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a different atmosphere now. When you look at when people go out to the bars and that for entertainment, they kind of, it's a total different.
Oh, it's all very much different. Mm-hmm. And then we had the cafe for about 2.5 years plus farming. Daughter wanted a cafe. The cafe was for sale, and she wanted to do that. It was before she, and when she got married, I run it for a while, but it was a little too much trying to run, you know, farm, and because the boys didn't want to, we lived on the farm and I didn't want to move, and boys had the chores and things like that, milk cows.
So at the cafe, did you do breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Or
yes.
Just,
mm-hmm.
That would take up a full day.
Yeah, have to be here at 6 and be here by 6 or try and have breakfast ready right after 6. And we had quite a few people come in for breakfast. And then when they built the new elevator, I can remember there was several, I forget how many guys that it was on that elevator crew, and they would come in at 11 o'clock for their lunch because they only had a half hour lunch break, and so I'd have lunch or dinner ready for them at 11, and then they'd be done when the other people come in.
Sound like you did a lot of business.
Yeah, we did. We had a very good business. They hated to see us leave, but then, well, the daughter got married then, and we just felt, and the boys didn't want to. They did help, but they didn't really care too much doing that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we had a chance to sell it.